This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. It's T-Day across Texas, and we're talking about travel. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports on the busiest day for travelers headed out for Thanksgiving.
TxDOT spokesperson Danny Perez sat in with Hello Houston Tuesday and said his agency is doing their best to ensure your travel for Thanksgiving is smooth sailing.
But the biggest thing for us is to plan ahead and know before you go and make sure your vehicle is well maintained. People that get on the roadway, sometimes they just put the keys in the car and they get on the road.
Perez reminds drivers to make sure that their car is ready for long travel and prepared in case of an emergency by having an emergency kit, plenty of water, and remember, don't rush. Alexandra?
News 88.7's Tom Perumian reporting live. This holiday season is painful for many families in Texas as they continue to grapple with the loss of loved ones during the flooding in the Texas Hill Country over the summer. At least 138 people died, including 27 campers and counselors at Camp Mystic, the Christian summer camp for girls. Matthew Childress is the father of Chloe, one of two counselors swept away.
Entering the holidays it's been tough knowing this is coming. We've already gone through my daughter's 19th birthday, which was hard in the month of October. And, you know, there's all these following milestones that will be coming. And we clearly know that Thanksgiving and Christmas is on the way. So our current status is that we're going to be breaking tradition. So we're going to start creating new traditions.
You can hear more about how families are grappling with unanswered questions and loss coming up at 8:38. The Texas Secretary of State has initiated an investigation into a complaint from Houston area State Senator Paul Bettencourt. Bettencourt says Harris County allowed voters to register their home addresses to post office boxes in violation of a bill he authored in 2023. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
In a letter to Annette Ramirez, Harris County Tax Assessor, Collector, and Voter Registrar, Bettencourt asserts the county failed to remove from the voter rolls those who had registered their addresses to local United Parcel Service stores. He says the alleged oversight could put the county in violation of state laws that passed in recent years and restrict funding for the county. Secretary of the State Jane Nelson on Tuesday said her office will not hesitate to take the next steps towards oversight if they find the county failing to protect voter rolls. In response, a spokesperson for the county's tax assessor collector's office said they were made aware of the senator's complaint. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
A disciplinary hearing is scheduled for December 10th for Galveston County Sheriff Jimmy Fullen. The Texas Commission on Law Enforcement earlier recommended revoking his peace officer's license, saying he filed false information on his legal documents with the commission. Fullen's attorney has been fighting the order, saying the effort to remove him goes against the will of the voters. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.